You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You love me? This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. It's a real lovable show. I think it is. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I guess they figured out why we gain weight after we diet. It's because of these damn hunger hormones. So we're going to have to talk about that. I would love to get rid of those hunger hormones. I know I have them. Why don't they give us an anti-hunger hormone? Come up with a pill for that. That would be good. Instead, what did they come up with? They came out with a super broccoli. This is a super broccoli they have infused with extra nutrients. Ooh, I get nervous. I get nervous when somebody infuses anything in the giant size vegetables that we already have. But we'll talk about that. Super broccoli, hunger hormones. I was supposed to talk about this on the previous hour. Females having premature orgasm. Men have premature ejaculation. Women have premature orgasm. We need to talk about that. Plus, it looks like drinking less water could be tied to high blood sugar and possibly put you at risk for diabetes if you are less of a water drinker. Makes a lot of sense. So as you can see, we got a lot to talk about. We are just packing it all in on this Dr. Dahlia Show. But please call in with your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your email's at drdahlia.com, which we will get to. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter. One of the emails we got regarding to yesterday's show, Dr. Dahlia, you keep talking about hand washing, but you don't talk about the nails. We need to also clean our nails, don't we? Well, yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes, I agree. Nails, your wrist, even go up to your elbows. All right. Hand washing should include the nails. But you're right. You're right. I don't want to make fun of you. I should stress that we need to clean our nails. I think a lot of us, if you look under your nails, you know, I don't know if they've done a lot of studies swabbing under the nails. They've been swabbing our smartphones. They, in that article we talked about yesterday, swabbing ATM machines, swabbing, what else were they talking about? Oh, when you're at the crosswalk. The crosswalk, those buttons, ATM machines, flushing toilets, etc. Under the nails are dirty. I mean, yeah, the nails, absolutely, big time. And so I don't think it's a bad idea to have a nail brush next to the sink, or bring your own nail brush so you aren't using other people's nail brushes. And of course, front and hand, and it should be at least for 20 seconds. And I'm not talking 1, 2, 3. I'm talking 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi. Absolutely. Again, do you use antimicrobial soap or regular soap? Honestly, they say it's 6 and 1/2 dozen of another. Just wash your hands. But boy, we are getting so paranoid about this. I mean, we're just getting so paranoid about all the germs. I mean, you know, germs are out there and we've got to live with it. But of course, we have to be careful not to spread things. And I would just wash your hands pretty good after you touch any of those things that we talked about. Escalators, elevators, light switches. I mean, they're all dirty. All of them. Nobody cleans their light switch and cleans the elevator. All right, let's go to the phone lines at 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, I've never listened to you until now. And I wanted to say that what you're saying about germs is right on, really. I mean, you don't need to wash your hands as often as people think they do. And this fear of germs, things like that, can really get obsessive. I had OCD, and I wouldn't touch anything, and I was using hand sanitizer all the time. Mm. It didn't keep me from being sick. So, I mean, just touch things. Don't worry about it. Don't obsess about it, and don't worry about getting sick. Sometimes it's good to get sick so you build up your immunity.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot.
You know what I just also thought of is when my kids come home from school, they're filthy. I mean, we're not going to hug our kids anymore. I mean, if we're really going to be germophobes, just take a look at your kid. Just have them stand there in the entryway. Take a look. Smell them. Yeah, I do. I smell my kids, right? I know exactly what they're doing. Oh, that freaks them out. Whenever they try to tell me that they ate vegetables at school with their lunch, right, with their sloppy Joe, they ate vegetables. Yeah, oh, of course, Mom, I sprinkled carrots and celery on it. Yeah, right. I'll, like, smell them and pretend like I could tell. I'm like, no, you didn't. They're like, how did you know? They think I have mama smelling. Now, I do, you know, when those kids are babies and, you know, they pooped, I could tell, you know, three houses away. But that's a whole other story. But, yeah, I mean, look at your kids. They're dirty. They're sweaty from school. The nails, I mean, or just playing outside. And, I mean, you're still going to hug them and love them. I mean, we've been dealing with our dirty kids for years, and we've been fine. My concern, though, I really get freaked out about that MRSA superbug. That MRSA, because it spreads through families like wildfire. That MRSA, and it's resistant to, resistant to a lot of antibiotics. So I'm nervous about that. And so I have to admit, I am washing my hands. I'm even more OCD than I used to be about washing my hands. But also, I don't want to spread it from patient to patient either. You know, I'll actually start seeing patients with gloves and I wear a mask, you know, not so much to protect myself, but I don't want to pass it to the next patient. Now, yes, you wash your hands, et cetera, but, you know, still, I just, you know, what if you don't wash enough? And I'm not saying I'm OCD. I'm not OCD, but I do get obsessive about that. And I got to tell you, wintertime, like right now that the weather's cooling, my hands are already starting to get cracked. You know, when it gets cold, that's what happens to my hands. And then I can't use the antimicrobial. I can't use the antimicrobial washes when my hands are like that because it dries them out even more. So I start wearing a lot of gloves. And, but like we talked about yesterday, you know, germs have been around for a while, way before antimicrobial soaps. And we did well. I think what's really hurting us are the antibiotics. I think all these antibiotics and antimicrobials have made these super bugs. But I don't know how to stop the cycle. All right, you know, I mean, if somebody gets sick, I'm going to give them an antibiotic if they need it. If they have a bacterial illness, I'm going to give them an antibiotic. There's no way I'm going to mess around. No way. But it's, I don't know if it's our escalators and our ATMs to blame. I think there's a lot more to it. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, females climaxing too quickly on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter and Facebook. All right, so a study done in Portugal found that 40% of women reported that they actually climax during sex too soon. Very similarly to premature ejaculation in men. They said they were stunned that they found 40%. Now, they surveyed 510 Portuguese women. Of course, this was a survey. You know, nobody really tested people in the lab. You always think, okay, how do they test this? Right? Are you on the lab counter, right, with all the Erlenmeyer flasks around? No, no. You know, they did this by survey. But, you know, you almost wonder, you know, boy, they were very honest. I mean, you wonder if there's more. Now, this premature orgasm or premature climaxing, we should probably say, so people don't go, oh my gosh, that's such a dirty word, Dr. Dahlia. Well, I'm not trying to, you know, bring up that dirty word. That's a medical term, okay? Can't cringe every time we talk about sexual terms on the show. But that's not the number one problem women have. It's actually more common for women never to reach climax, right? There was a 2010 study of American women, and they found 54% of women between 18 and 30 reported difficulty reaching orgasm. And this became the most common sexual complaint. Okay? So you're what? Hey, how do I wear this? You're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place here, okay? Because if a woman is climaxing too soon, right, and you want to try to inhibit that, and the medications we use to inhibit premature ejaculation are like the SSRIs, like Zoloft. We've talked about premature ejaculation a lot on the show. I mean, we just whizzed through it, I mean, pretty quickly, but we still, you know, spent some time. And we use Zoloft. Zoloft seems to inhibit some of the climaxing reflexes, so we have been using that pretty effectively in men. The only thing is those medications have also been known to inhibit the climax completely. So, you know, you kind of have to, there's nothing in between. It's kind of an all or nothing. So they're going to have to come up with something that kind of slows it down, but they also have to come up with something to help these other women, because the most common complaint is women aren't climaxing. There's not a lot of then incentive for them to engage in sex unless and less women are having sex. All right. What do I think is going on? I don't know. I think there is a certain amount of population from what I've seen with my patients that just don't. That's just something they don't do. They just don't climax. Remember, women are designed to have children, right? Make babies. Okay. We believe there is some sort of natural selection process, and there is some incentive in nature and some advantage for a woman to climax, because there may be some vibrations and it may help open up the cervix at the time so then sperm could come in. And I've actually counseled patients having difficulty conceiving that, you know, make sure, you know, the lady has fun too, because that may actually help, and it's worked. So I think there is an advantage in nature for a woman to be able to have orgasms and climax in terms of getting pregnant. Because remember, nature just wants things to happen good for nature, okay? All right, women were designed to have fun with sex, all right? Men were. Men were designed, all right? The male sex organ, very, you know, they're able to be pleasured, et cetera. But the female, you know, when a female is getting impregnated, unless things are done perfectly right, sometimes they don't enjoy it. Right. And again, in nature, she just has to enjoy it long enough to get pregnant and then be pregnant for 9 months, or the other animal of the species. But the female species, usually in the animal kingdom, does not have to enjoy sex. Only the male does. Right. So what do I think is going on here? I think, because just, you know, from many of my patients, that there's a group of women that just don't. And it wasn't an issue in the olden days. Okay, that wasn't something that was a barometer for sexual success. Okay, men had to, of course, climax such, you know, so that they could get a woman pregnant, right? But there wasn't this pressure on the female, spouse or girlfriend, etc., in the olden days to have that. They just had to, you know, engage. Now, with all these movies and Sex in the City and soap operas, and I mean, we're talking the last few decades, a lot of pressure for women to have climaxes. And I think there's a lot of women, they just don't. And I have women come in and going, something's wrong with me. And I go, what's wrong? And they go, sex is fine. It's okay. It just, I don't even know what a climax is. Really? I'm supposed to have one? And, you know, we do look at it as a medical problem. We do. And we're like, all right, well, you know, let's get you, you know, to the gynecologist and let's do some tests. And we always check your thyroid. You notice that? Doctor, I'm losing my hair. We'll check your thyroid. Doctor, my cholesterol's up. We'll check your thyroid. Doctor, I'm gaining weight. Why don't we check your thyroid and come back in 2 days? We always just check your thyroid. But a lot of us, we don't know really what to do. I mean, we'll recommend a sex therapist. We'll also recommend some training. Because, again, if you're having sex and your partner is not, you know, stimulating the spots that are supposed to be stimulated, we've talked about G-spots on my show. We've talked about certain body parts. I can't say the word on air, but it rhymes with Seinfeld's Dolores, okay? Right? You know, some people, they just don't know, you know, and if a woman doesn't know what needs to be done and her partner doesn't know what needs to be done, that could be an issue. But you have some people that no matter what, they just don't. That's just not a part of their biological makeup. And it should be okay. As long as they enjoy the intimacy of sex and sex doesn't hurt, they could still have a very satisfying sex life. They don't have to have that climax like we're led to believe on all these TV shows. You don't have to. But there's a lot of pressure, and we all think something's wrong, and everybody's joking, and everybody's saying you need to carry around. What was that with the TSA agent yesterday, you know, telling that reporter to get her freak on because she had a female helper in her purse? If I could use that word. All right, and then, of course, I had a problem with that. I'm like, do you really have to travel with it? Really? You can't get through a trip? But, you know, if that's what they want to do, good for them. But I just think we have in the last just couple decades have given, I mean, changed the idea of how sex should be. And, I mean, for example, positions. I'll have ladies come in. Actually, we had an email, I think, the other day. We had an email where she doesn't really want to do these other positions. She's fine with a couple of them, but she doesn't want to do the other one. There's some of the other ones. Is something wrong with her? No. All right? You're allowed to have preferences. Just because they do it in the movies doesn't mean you have to. Just because something is done in the movies doesn't mean it's the norm. I think we put too much stock into what we're seeing on television and the movies. Now, I just finally saw Hangover 2. All right, we rented it. It was hilarious. But I know this is going to come as a shocker. That wasn't the most realistic movie. Okay, it is not very realistic for women to be hanging from the chandeliers. It's not realistic for women to have multiple partners like they do in TV and not get one STD, not get pregnant. And, you look at this and I'm like, wait a second, where's the genital warts? Please realize, it may not even be you, it could be your partner, because partners will say, you know, all these other women do it. What are all these other women? All the women in Sex and the City? Are those the women you're referring to? Do you interview your friends, your best friend's wives? Oh, well, my best friend says his wife does this. Maybe your best friend is lying. Okay? Maybe he's embarrassed that all they do is the missionary position. All right, so this is what I suggest. What I suggest is you just shut off the TV, don't even look at the movies, and get your frame of reference from your doctor. And the doctor will be very, very upfront, right? If it doesn't make sense to do the reverse cowgirl, then don't do it. If you enjoy having sex in one position and you know, your husband wants to do other positions, well then, you know, maybe you guys could go to a therapist, or maybe you could talk. Maybe there's other things you could do to experiment. Maybe you could role play. But you shouldn't have to do something that hurts, because certain other positions hurt or make you feel uncomfortable. But I could understand sometimes the spouse wants to be creative, so there's lots of ways to be creative without you being uncomfortable, right? For example, I would love my husband to dress up as Aragorn in Lord of the Rings. Oh, too much? Okay, all right. Well, a Lord of the Rings fantasy always does it for women, okay? Definitely. No, don't dress up as a hobbit. No, yeah, right. The Viggo Mortensen character, Aragorn. Right. You guys taking notes? Right. Okay. Yeah, Legolas was cute, but wait a second. If your lady is older, no. That's too babyish. Yeah. Or Aragorn. Right. Good. Yeah. No dwarfs. No. No dwarfs. Erase that. No dwarfs. Aragorn. Exactly. Right. Beautiful. No trolls either. Come on. No trolls. All right. When we come back... More on the Dr. Dolly Show. Why are we hungry and getting fat? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WISEfoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. The cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
Talk Radio. I want to thank Genesis Communications Network for sending the show out nationally and worldwide for everybody to hear. Yes, there are people in Jamaica listening to my show right now. I love it. I love it. People in French, bonjour. People in Germany, guten tag. People in Vietnam, Cameroon. And, of course, in Spain, mucho gusto. So happy Felicidades! Okay, alright, and oh, of course, Israel, shalom. In the Middle East, salam. Alright, I know, I'm trying to show off, but those are probably the only words I know. Alright, thank you all for joining us. We got Donovan on the dials today, working it. Of course, you can call in with your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter. Oh, look at this. Bruce Willis. Huh. Bruce Willis is going to have a baby. I didn't even know Bruce Willis got married. Bruce Willis got married to Emma Hemming. expecting their first child together. See, it's funny. I had the biggest crush on Bruce Willis. The biggest crush. When he was in Moonlighting years ago. Oh, man. Yeah, he's still handsome. I gotta tell you, he's still got it. He's very conservative, from what I understand. Yeah. All right. Yeah, we're talking about a little sexual fantasies. You could include him, right? Yeah. John McClane, Lieutenant John McClane. Yeah. Add him in there, too. That always helps. Okay, so let's talk about why are we getting fat when we are trying to diet. Well, what researchers have done, all right, and I really want to summarize this, okay? This was researchers done led by Joseph Proietto at the University of Melbourne's Department of Medicine, said what's been happening is when people diet, their hunger hormones last even longer than the dieting, longer than the plateau, and are almost working against you to try to make you eat more. Now, this is actually very in line with what I've talked about. And I'm going to talk about the hunger hormones in a second. But remember I said your body is designed to be a certain weight because it's all mathematics. And if you ever crash diet or lose weight too quickly, and these are people that crash diet. If you crash diet or lose weight too quickly, your body wants to get you back to the set point. It's easier to get back to that set point. So let's say you're 200 pounds. You crash diet, you lose 30 pounds right away, and you're 170. You will go right back up to that 200. You probably won't even go above it. You'll probably go, boom, right back to that 200 because that's how your body's set. It's all mathematics. It's all chemistry, right? When you get the stomach flu and you lose 5 pounds, then at the end of the week, you're feeling better, and you're like, oh, my gosh, if I could just keep this weight off before you finish your sentence, the weight's back, all right? Your body works in terms of mathematics and cycles. If you lose the weight slower, methodically, you plateau, and you have that plateau for a while, your body resets itself. Now, what they did is they studied people who crash dieted for a year, and they found there were elevated levels of hormones. Now, let me try to, where are these? Okay, so leptin, ghrelin, amylin, cholecystokinin, insulin, etc. Now, for those of you, you'll be like, insulin makes you gain weight, doesn't it? It does. Insulin makes you gain weight. All right, these hormones make you gain weight. Leptin, ghrelin, they make you hungry. Now, why? Why do they? Okay, well, they're secreted from the gut or the pancreas or the fat cells. They need to get your diet up because remember, all right, in caveman days, if you would lose any amount of weight because you were sick, diarrhea, etc., stress, your body has a defense mechanism to get you to eat again. So if it stimulates your appetite, hopefully you'll get up and eat and put more food into your system. Remember, your body doesn't realize that you're crash dieting so you could fit into a size 7 dress or you're crash dieting for health. Your body looks at a crash diet as a major insult to the body, a major traumatic event. And that's why your body goes into, remember we were talking about this as kids when we were trying to lose weight as teenagers, and they said if you starve yourself, you go into hibernation mode, right? Remember we talked about that in high school, hibernation mode, where your body would pretend like it's a bear, and then it would hold on to all food because, you know, for survival. Well, that's kind of the same theory. Your body does not want to crash diet. It doesn't want to lose weight that quickly. Now, I know when we do diet, we like to get the jump starts. I remember doing Weight Watchers in the 80s. They had a quick start. You'd lose 10 pounds the first week. It was great. Then things would slow down. Then you'd plateau. And it's always nice to jump start things. Everybody says, oh, you're losing water weight. You're losing water weight. Well, you know, you're really not losing 10 pounds of water. You are losing some weight with it. But you could also be losing a little muscle mass, right, when you cut back your protein. There's a lot of things you could lose, all right? But everybody says, well, you gain all your water back. Well, yes, if you lose water, your body's going to hold on to the water. If you lose calories or fat or protein, your body's going to do that. So that's why, again, we've talked about this all the time, everything in moderation. Your body doesn't tolerate things that happen too abruptly. That's why we get jet lag, all right? When you're going from the East Coast to the West Coast and back to the East Coast and the West Coast again, you're jet lagged. Your body isn't used to the time change. The body is only designed to go from the East Coast to the West Coast at the speed at which you could walk. And I'm going to tell you, if you walked from L.A. to New York City, by the time you got there, your body would probably adjust. It would probably adjust to the time change because of all the months it took you to walk. But we fly, right? We drive up the mountain, and then we get altitude sickness. Your body isn't designed to do that. So, you know, as we artificially do things to our body, we're going to see these defense mechanisms. All right, so what do we do about that? Well, what do we do about these hunger hormones? Well, you may need to have more willpower. I mean, if you're going to crash diet, and I never recommend crash dieting ever, I mean, you'll have to expect that your body's going to be fighting you every step of the way, even a year later. This was a year later these people had high circulating hormones. A year later. And remember, it's because the body's doing what it's supposed to do. It's frustrating because it's, you know, we do something wrong, and then when we try to fix it, we try to do a quick fix, and then when our body is trying to do the right thing, we get mad at our body. My recommendation would be, and, you know, you all know I'm a huge fan of Weight Watchers, and they don't sponsor the show or anything. I don't have any connection to Weight Watchers, just I took it in the past. And I'm a huge fan of what they do. And one thing they teach recently is certain foods that decrease your appetite. You're going to have to fight these hunger, like celery. Celery is great. Chew on some celery every time you start feeling hungry. But I would recommend don't crash diet to begin with. Diet slowly. You know, losing a pound a week, I think, is reasonable. A pound a week, 4 pounds a month, 48 pounds a year. I think if you lose more than 50 pounds in a year, that could be way too quick for you. But Dr. Dahlia, you say you like the lap band and you like the bypass. Okay, well, here's the thing. Yes, I do like the lap band surgery, but I like it for my patients who are diabetic, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and we need to get the weight off pretty quickly. But I'm going to tell you something. These people that get the lap band surgery or the bariatric surgeries, the different types of surgeries, the sleeves, et cetera, they are in a very rigorous nutritional and psychological program. These doctors don't usually just do the surgery and say, see ya. You're actually in some sort of a nutritional program for months before you actually get the surgery. Whether insurance demands it or they demand it, a lot of them have psychologists on standby to kind of teach you how to eat, because you're not going to be able to just do the crash diet in terms of the lap band or the sleeve and eat your old way. So you are going to have to change the way you do things. Have some people gained weight back? Absolutely. The ones that didn't have the willpower, absolutely. But the ones that were able to fight it and go with it did. Now, do I think that some people have more circulating hunger hormones than others? Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it amazes me how some of my friends never hungry. Never hungry. Yet I'll hear a fast food commercial on the TV and I'll be craving for a hamburger. I don't necessarily go and get the hamburger, but, you know, some people can turn that stuff off. I mean, if you could train yourself, and I think we all can. I think we all can. I don't think it's all genetics. Yes, there a lot of obesity is related to genetics, but I think there is a way for you to overcome it. It's just some of us are going to have to work 200 times harder than our buddies. And don't be friends with your buddies then, you know, if they drive you crazy. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins. toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Talk Radio. Joe in California says he loves the stories and he loved the Doctor Who bumper music that started the last segment of the last hour. Yeah, I gotta tell you, that was, I think, Kyle, Charles, Donovan have been working on our bumper music. Joe says hats off to me and the team. Thank you. Thank you for listening out there in California. And yeah, we got a great team. I am so excited to be working with GCN. You know, I miss all the guys on my flagship at KDWN, but I am just blessed with all the good people I've had to work with. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, send your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. All right, so drinking water may prevent diabetes, but drinking less water has been tied to high blood sugar, which could lead to diabetes. Now, what they think is happening is they're finding that people that drink only 2 glasses of water or less a day seem to be more likely to have blood sugars that are in the pre-diabetes range than people that drink more water. Now, why is this? Okay? And I see that. I see people that walk around with water. Usually people walking around with water are usually also my more athletic types. Maybe it's because a lot of the people that are health conscious, they know to drink water. Maybe a lot of us that went to nutritional classes. When I went to Weight Watchers, they taught us 8 to 10 glasses of water a day. So maybe a lot of us more health conscious know to do that. But some of us don't. You know, we don't turn diabetic. But they also think that maybe a lot of people, rather than reaching for water, they may reach for sugary drinks. Now, there may also be something more biological, all right? They think it could be the hormone, we're back to hormones here, vasopressin, all right? Vasopressin, that's your anti-diuretic hormone, right? Basically, it regulates the body's retention. If you're dehydrated, all right, vasopressin is an anti-diuretic. It doesn't allow you to pee, all right? It kind of holds onto the water because you're dehydrated. Now, when the vasopressin levels goes up, of course, your kidneys conserve water so you don't dump out water or make extra urine. But they also found that when this vasopressin goes up, your sugar goes up, all right? And there's receptors in the liver which produce glucose. So maybe what happens is vasopressin, because you're feeling dehydrated, goes up, causes you to not urinate, and then you start making more sugar. Very interesting. Interesting. And remember we talked about why people drink and get thirsty when they're diabetic, all right? Because you're too sugary. So then you try to drink an extra fluid to neutralize. So maybe what's happening is as the antidiuretic hormone is inappropriately acting up and you start to hold in fluid, your body starts to think you're probably going to be too diluted, and then it starts to make extra sugar. So it's very interesting how the cycle works. Now, personally, I think drinking water is healthy because you eat less. When you drink water, you eat less. It's a great thing, you know, and you aren't reaching, of course, for the sugary drinks or the soda pop. I love it when people are always walking around with a bottle of water. I think that's great. I think it's absolutely great. And I know some people that want mineral water. That's fine, too. You know, I just don't want overly sugar. I don't want, you know, saccharin-type drinks. This makes a heck of a lot of sense. I got that from Fox News. Just makes a lot of sense. Okay, we're talking about obesity. Really quickly, kind of while we're on the same subject of diabetes and obesity, they say obese people may not be able to consume as much of that flu vaccine as a skinny person. I know some of you are going, well, duh, you know, but keep in mind, if you are obese and you get the flu shot, all right, don't think you could go around and play with kids that have the flu. There's a chance that it's not going to give you as much coverage as somebody thinner. Now, remember we were talking about how older individuals may kind of need the super flu jab to get more of the flu shot because the current flu shot may not be enough. And I know some stores have been selling kind of like an ultra flu shot. I haven't seen a lot of them where I live. But basically, what I would take from this is some of us, but depend on our body mass and depend on our metabolism, may consume more of the flu shot than others. And if you notice, again, it's another one size fits all because everybody gets the same amount of flu shot, no matter what. Everybody gets the same amount of flu shot. And, you know, maybe some of us need more, some of us need less. So that'll be kind of interesting to watch. Now, advisors are also recommending that if you're diabetic, you get the hepatitis B shot. Right now, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, which advises the CDC, voted 12 to 2. Wow. Whew. They voted 12 to 2 to include diabetes and the high-risk group of unvaccinated adults that should get vaccinated. So now they want hepatitis B vaccine for people with diabetes. Now, right now we've been giving it to people that have real quickly, you know hepatitis. Hepatitis is a virus that affects the liver, can cause liver damage, could cause death. There's hepatitis A, B, and C. Hepatitis A, a lot of times we get from fecal oral. We get from food. It's usually self-limiting. Can make you pretty sick, but it doesn't last forever. Like hepatitis B and C, it could sit in your liver and fester and fester. So right now the CDC has recommended hepatitis B vaccine for children and adolescents. Also people at risk of getting infected, like people with chronic liver and kidney disease, men that have sex with men, people with more than one sexual partner, and of course those of us that are in the healthcare industry that get exposed by jabs. Now they're saying, yes, you can include diabetics. And by the way, any of you that are diabetic, I think you're allowed to get any vaccine you want, you know, as long as, you know, you're stable and fairly healthy. I think you're allowed to get the flu shot, the shingles shot. I think you should be. if not. But, you know, double check and make sure you guys still get to be in line for that flu shot. Okay, interesting stuff. So what's this broccoli? So it looks like in the UK, scientists grow super broccoli. I could swear somebody grew a super vegetable just a couple months ago we were talking about. But this came out today. Today's the news, all right? British scientists unveiled a new breed of the vegetable that has a big nutritional punch. They say the new broccoli was specially grown to contain 2 to 3 times the normal amount of glucoraphanin. They were talking about this last month. They said this glucoraphanin helps ward off heart disease. Now, they say if you eat this type of broccoli, you'll get a reduction in your cholesterol and then hopefully less chance of heart disease. I don't think I like this. I don't like anybody injecting anything into my food. They say already the super vegetable is part of an increasing trend, right? This is coming out of USA Today, where producers inject extra nutrients into the food, ranging from calcium-enriched orange juice to fortified sugary cereals and milk with added omega-3 fatty acids. They say this broccoli is sold as part of a line of vegetables that include mushrooms with extra vitamin D and tomatoes and potatoes with added selenium. Ugh, mushrooms. All right, see, here's my thing. I like the vegetable. I like the vitamins when they come in natural form. I'm getting a little nervous about the compounded vitamins that we're taking. Okay, there's starting to be more and more research making us raise an eyebrow of what we're putting into our body. Now, I'm for vitamins. I recommend multivitamins all the time. But remember that study came out a couple weeks ago saying older women that take vitamins seem to have increased risk of cancer and early death? Again, I'm not completely sold on that, but that was kind of a bold statement. Plus, there's been issues with calcium supplementation causing more arterial calcifications of the arteries in the heart. And you're like, okay, well, wait a second. If you, you know, are eating your yogurt and eating your cottage cheese, all right, that's different than taking the powdery calcium pill. Well, same thing with this. If they're injecting it, that's going to be in a chemical form. I mean, are they telling us they're injecting, let's say, the most natural form possible? I don't know. So I just get a little nervous. I would rather they say, well, I know what they're saying. You know, they want us to eat the certain foods. Remember yesterday I was talking about you got to eat your blueberries. You know, you got to eat your garlic, you know, things like that to help, you know, curb cancer, et cetera. But nobody's going to go and eat the clove of garlic. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to spike your food. I just get a little nervous about that. Okay, now this one I think I like, all right? They say strawberries can protect your stomach from harmful effects of alcohol. Oh, that's great. They said if they gave rats alcohol and it caused ulcers, the strawberry extract, like a strawberry daiquiri, protected them. So maybe a strawberry daiquiri isn't that bad. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk to you next time. Please call in with your questions at 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, and we'll play them on air. You all be safe. God bless.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big BERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big BERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.